Jesus Christ is the answer, yet some of us don't even know we need healing. Welcome to Transform Through Truth with Cheryl Giesbrecht. Years ago, I was struggling with unforgiveness, hurt, and hate. One of my most difficult spiritual practices that I was facing was offering forgiveness to those who didn't deserve it. I understood that I must forgive, even though I didn't want to. 2 Corinthians 2:10 and 11 says, "We must forgive so that no advantage is taken of us by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his schemes." Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Forgiveness should not be just an occasional act, but a permanent attitude. It should actually begin the moment that we are offended. Forgiveness is a choice, a decision, a crisis of the will." Jesus reminds us in Luke 6:36, "Be merciful just as your heavenly Father is merciful." Our Heavenly Father granted substitutionary forgiveness through His Son, Jesus. 2 Corinthians 5:21 said, "Christ had no sin, but God made Him become sin so that in Christ we could become right with God." When it comes to forgiving others, we bear the consequences of the other person's sin. When we forgive, we choose to give up our hurt and our hate. I found the answer to healing my hurt and hate was to forgive and love with God's love, something that I couldn't do on my own. I found out forgiveness is not forgetting, it's about letting go of another person's throat. I could show mercy and even love those who wronged me because of the power of forgiveness. Let's pray. Father, thank you for providing your Son as the cure for my hate. I release these people into your care. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for joining author and speaker Cheryl Giesbrecht for Transform Through Truth. Do you need prayer or free resources? Or would you like to order Cheryl Giesbrecht's new devotional book, Experiencing God Through His Names? Then go to FromAshesToBeauty.com.